This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Bernie Sanders scored a commanding victory in Nevada's presidential caucuses on Saturday, cementing his status as the Democrats' front runner. He says his campaign is about transformation.
Brothers and sisters, if we stand together, we will not only defeat Trump, we will transform this country and create a government and an economy that works for all of us, not wealthy campaign contributors. Thank you all very much.
As Sanders celebrated, former Vice President Joe Biden was in second place. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren trailed further behind. They were all seeking any possible momentum heading into the South Carolina primary later this week. China is reporting another fall in the new coronavirus infections on Sunday. However, world health officials are warning it's too early to make predictions about the outbreak as new infections and fears of contagion increased elsewhere. South Korea is reporting a fourth death due to the virus and 123 new cases, bringing its total to 556, having doubled from Friday to Saturday. It's a new beginning in South Sudan, a day after President Salva Kiir dissolved the previous government. Opposition leader Riek Machar was sworn in as his deputy. Kiir declared the country can now move forward.
We solemnly swear that we will work together to preserve the lives of our people and preserve their unity.
The world's youngest nation slid into civil war in 2013, 2 years after winning a long-fought independence from Sudan. For more on this, go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.